Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
It's probably one of the biggest court cases in a number of years, and it all came to a conclusion this week in having a chat with John Dobson from the Albany Advertiser. John Dobson, a sentence was handed down as a result of the Premier Hotel fire in 2016.
Yeah, good morning, Terry. Yesterday, former licensee Graham Cooper was sentenced to 10 years jail over the fire which tore through the historic hotel in May 2016. It brought to an end, nearly two years of police inquiries and court cases. And the interesting part was Cooper was set for an 8-day trial starting Monday. But on Monday, the court heard that he'd changed his plea to guilty, and they heard the facts and was sentenced yesterday. So he received 10 years and eligible parole after about 8 years.
Was there any reason for the late change to the guilty plea?
No, not really. The justice did mention it, that he was remorseful in his closing remarks. So it may have been to help his case, but there was plenty of opportunity before that he could have admitted his guilt in this case. He was charged about a year ago, so it's been dragging on for a long time.
I mean, it probably could have saved a fair bit of money had this been concluded a bit earlier.
That's right. It's a long, drawn-out process, as any legal process is in our courts, but when it's set for a trial, on the day of the trial, it comes out that they're changing their plea. Probably doesn't keep those involved at the courts too happy, but nonetheless, result now, and perhaps something will happen with that site, and we'll be able to see the Prem back up and running in the not-too-distant future.
Now, as a result of a fire of this nature, what does that mean going forward for restoration of a historic building in Albany?
Yeah, the insurance estimate for damages was about $1 to $2 million, so it's quite a bit. It's 126 years old. Mm. We did speak to the owners about 6 months ago about their plans, and that all had to wait and depend on the result of the court case, which is now done and dusted. So hopefully they can get in there, a new licensee can be found, they can fix it up and get it back to its glory, because it is at the heart of the town and it's opposite the town hall, and it's also opposite the former Combank, which is a bit of an eyesore. So we don't want two eyesores on our main street.
No, not for too much longer if we can help it.
Yeah, that's right. It's a nice historic building and we should be proud of them. Albany Hotel's recently been done up and that's looking fantastic, and the town hall and even the old Advertiser building got a fresh lick of paint in the last 6 months. So York Street is looking pretty good, and hopefully we get the Prem back up and running.
So just repeating, Graham Cooper has been sentenced to 10 years jail. He will be eligible for parole after 8 years for his role in the Premier Hotel fire of 2016. John Dobson, Albany Advertiser, thank you so much for bringing us up to date.
Thanks, Terry.
For the first time this year, we're saying g'day to Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Researchers. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Terry.
Mark, I read an article earlier this week about a baby boom across regional Western Australia. There are some areas across the state outside the metropolitan area that are fertile than our city areas.
Yeah, that's right. And the whole state is going through quite the baby boom. In fact, in the last 12 months, Western Australia has recorded its most number of births ever. And that was 35,580 births, which means it's got the highest fertility rate of any territory, actually any state and territory, except the Northern Territory just pipped there, but far higher birth rates than we see across the eastern states. And as I said, in terms of numbers, it's at a new high.
With the big increase in fertility rates across the state, what does that mean for health services out there? Do things need to be upgraded pretty fast as a result?
Well, sure. You know, and not only at the birth, you know, which is a pretty intense time medically for a mum and a family, but also just the early months of that newborn. It's one of the times in life where we're the most engaged with the health system. And so making sure that these record numbers of new families are catered for is going to be pretty key. Not only your hospital services, but those nursing services, those parental support services that are so important at that early stage of a new family's life. And with the record numbers, you know, that's key. And it's great for the state because it not only provides that boost in terms of, you know, the need for the infrastructure that'll provide, but also just the numbers. In the last few years, the Western Australia has had a decline of people moving to the state. It's lost more people than it's gained, and the net overseas migration into the state is pretty low as well. It's the natural increase. It's the births that is actually comprising the growth of the state at the moment, which, you know, is helpful for ongoing economic growth of the state and providing jobs in the future and schools and students and all of that. So so certainly, you know, good times in WA at the moment.
Yeah, sounds like it. If you'd like to know more, get into the website, mcrindle.com.au. Mark McCrindle, always good to have a chat.
Oh, thanks so much, Terry.
If you're in the city of Albany, great opportunity to join the compost revolution. You can turn your food scraps into rich soil, and having a chat with Julie Passmore from the City of Albany. Julie, how can residents get involved?
Okay, well, for starters, we are launching Compost Revolution this Saturday, and we're having a composting workshop which is free for people to attend, and that is happening at the Aware Centre at the Hanrahan Waste Facility from 1 to 3pm this Saturday, and we are asking people to book if they can. And yes, so at that workshop, we're going to be launching Compost Revolution, which will give residents the chance to purchase a discounted compost bin and an aerator, which helps with the composting process.
It's been well received across Australia. Over 12,000 households have joined the Compost Revolution, and it's diverted more than 4 million tonnes of food waste from landfill, and it's avoided 6.3 million tonnes of gas emissions. Some big numbers there.
Yeah, it's amazing because we've actually found that up to half of what the average household puts in their rubbish bin is compostable organic material. So that actually goes to landfill and then it slowly rots and releases those harmful greenhouse gases. But the alternative is that people can compost at home. It stops that waste going to landfill and creates a really amazing, helpful compost that you can use on your garden.
So the composting workshop's happening on Saturday, and also there's going to be a limited number of compost bins available.
Yeah, so for starters, in the first launch, there'll be 200 bins available, and so people will need to get in early for that. But once we've seen how that first rollout goes, there may be future opportunity for the discounted bins to continue.
All right, if you want to get in touch and register for the workshop, get in touch with Julie Passmore at the City of Albany. I've got her details here, 132710. Waste Sustainability Officer Julie Passmore, City of Albany, as we get ready for the compost revolution across the council. Thank you so much for having a chat with us.
Thanks very much, Terry.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Jackpot's still there. It's at $2,560. What do you reckon our Sound of Albany is? So you need to tell us what that is and where you can find it. Michael's given us a call on 132710. Hello.
Hello, Terry.
What do you reckon the Sound of Albany is for $2,560?
Mate, I've been listening to this for 3 months. I have finally concluded that I think it is a champagne cork popping out of a bottle at the Albany Entertainment Centre.
A champagne bottle popping out of the cork at the Albany Entertainment Centre.
That's it. Come on now.
Unfortunately, no champagne to celebrate with.
Sorry. All right. Okay. Thanks,
mate. Keep trying, mate. Keep listening.
I will.
You've got a sharp ear, it seems like.
Thanks, buddy.
All right. Good on you, Michael.
See you, bud.
Carl is with us again, Peaceful Bay. Hello, Carl.
G'day, mate. How you going?
I am terrific. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds. What do you reckon?
Well, I'd say I've run out of options, but I think it could be the wash machine changes cycle that wheeling around.
Say that again.
The wash machine changing cycles, letting the water in or out.
Changing the cycles in the washing machine.
Yeah.
You done some washing lately, Carl?
Yeah, yesterday.
Did you remember to separate the colours and the whites?
No, don't do that.
Just go all in, do you?
Yeah,
risk taker, mate.
Yep.
All right. I'll put you out of your misery, Carl.
Is that right? Now I don't know what to do anymore.
That's not the one, I'm sorry.
See, that was.
Yep. Sorry, yeah, Carl, mate. Can't give you the money.
Yeah, well, I've run out of options now.
Oh,
see you, mate.
That's a shame.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it.
Good on you, Carl. Jackpot for a feel-good Friday is at $2,580. Your Sounds of Albany, back tomorrow with Fair Dinkum Sheds on Triple M.